Let's talk it over now. I want to come on back. I want to explain to you. I want my love, but now I'm fine. I want my blind, but now I can see. As long as I can see, baby, I show the way now. Take this lead. I want you into my heart, and I give you love. Yes, I will. In a heart full of happiness, I don't want you to cry. And please don't make me cry, man. Ow! Good God.
Love. Terrific. All right, you're tuned in to CKUT. And, hey, I'm trying to do a Norm MacDonald, and it's terrible. So that was my way of trying to segue into an R.I.P. Norm MacDonald. That's just classic. Also, R.I.P. Bob Saget. Wow, he just lost him, too. You know, a lot of people just think of him as the Full House guy, but an incredibly accomplished comedic figure in many other fashions and ways, and wow, will be missed. Norm MacDonald and Bob Saget, so close. All right, so we just finished hearing some songs here. We had the Second Amendment Band with Back Talk, Lil Buck and the Top Cats with Monkey in a Sack. Sounds terrific. We had Reverend Jamel and Bob Johnson with Walking on the Moon, The Third Guitar with Baby Don't Cry, The Universals with New Generation, and The Roadrunners with No Names Will Be Called. So, why don't you just stay right there? Be smart. Also, visit us on the web. That's also smart. Web stuff, internet, space bars.
Hey, Ron.
Yes, Dan.
Hear that funky guitar player?
Yeah, I hear that dude, man.
He sure is funky, ain't he, man?
He ain't bad as I am.
Yeah, what instrument you play?
Yeah, I play drums, man.
Yeah, you buy a new?
I'm ready to get a hand on.
Yeah, let me hear what you got.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Otis.
Yeah, man.
Them guys bet that bad.
Boy, they really doing it right there.
You think we'll put our thing in there?
We better go ahead and do our thing, too, then.
You ready?
Yeah.
Come on.
Just take it. Just take your time, doing our thing, doing it real good.
Okie dokie, Craig and Smokey. Hey everybody, you're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. It is currently 2:28 in the morning, Eastern Standard. So, first of all, we'll start by naming the songs. Why don't we just get that business neatly taken care of? We just finished hearing here on another episode of Listen, Just Smell Something. We had the Inner Souls with Just Take Your Time, followed by the Afros Band with Right On, Right Off. We had the Black on White Affair with Funky Manuel. Nathan Bartel with Top Going Down, Bottom Going Up. Weston Prim and Backlash with Simmerin. And the Fun Company with Zambezi. So, that's that. Now, here's a little fun thought I thought I'd share here. Since I've got the mic and I've got the time, I sometimes go on little flights of philosophical fancy, and I thought I'd just go ahead and share this. I was thinking, you know, we have this concept that the purpose of life, you know, is so deep, what's the purpose of life? But in general, the purpose of all life, you would say, is to grow and to expand. One would generally agree on. And I was thinking to myself, what if there's some kind of life cycle out there, some life form out in the universe that does it backwards? And then I wonder who's really backwards, but what if there's some life form out there whose life cycle means that it becomes smaller and smaller with time? And instead of growing, it's born as this massive, inefficient, you know, thing, right? And it develops, it coalesces into itself, it complexifies while becoming more efficient, and it compactifies, and it becomes smaller as it, quote-unquote, grows old? It shrinks old? Could it be that human life, and all life that we can possibly conceive of, even on Earth and beyond, has it backwards? Because if you shrink while you get older, you will never have problems with overpopulation. And I'll just leave that right there. No, I've never done drugs. Why do you ask?
Bourbon, red, white, line is blue. Andule!
What?
Dice los muchachos.
Oh, no,
con la grande. Dice Riveto, vele para que te cola.
What you say?
Señorita, durete.
Oh, 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 no.
Mr. Valente,
no, no, con grande.
Muchachos, muchachos.
Just move on up. when that fire starts to burning deep down inside of you, when that love wheel starts to turning, there ain't nothing left to do. To the men, 'cause some of you women ain't shit either. Sit up on your butts all day long, do absolutely nothing but watch one soap opera after another one. The love of life. Search for tomorrow. You gonna be searching for tomorrow, all right. When these other women snatch your man and go on about their business. And in case you miss one, we'll get on the phone and call long distance to find out what happened. Tell me, oh, child, did you see all my children today? Oh, what did Miss Tyler do? Oh, honey, what did Erica do today? I'd Erica your ass, all right. And if you're not watching TV, on the telephone gossiping, telling your business. He's sitting back talking about, oh, honey, my old man sure did put a killing on me last night. Oh, it sure was good. And your girlfriend been sitting up talking about, oh, because she really didn't think the nigga could do nothing. And now you done told her how good it is. She wants to go over and test it out for herself. Done blew your shit. Just messing around gossiping done blew your thing. If not that, when your man get in, feeling in a good and lovely mood, wants to get down, put some good loving on you for real, you be talking about, oh no, I went to the beauty shop today, child. You can't be running your fingers through my hair and messing up my curls. I got my hair done. Couldn't get his fingers through most of your hair if he want to, as nappy as it is. It's a crying shame. Low down daddy shame, yeah. And I'm feeling bitchy, yeah. I'm feeling bitchy about it, yeah. In fact, if I was some of these men, I'd just go out and get me a sissy and call it a day and forget about it. And I want to tell you guys something. You don't have to worry about AB if you decide to do that now. Because she got enough problems of her own. She gonna go out and commit suicide when she find out that Orangeburg got a break in his wing too. got to be in all the way. All the way, lover, yeah. I'm telling you right now, you women need to be in all the way, all the way. No kissy on the belly button and stopping that. You gotta be an all the way lover, yeah. I think you better hold it right there. Getting the girl nervous here. I like an all the way. How about just going to the kneecap or something? I don't know if I can stand this. Ooh, I thought I was great. Ooh, Lord, I thought I could take this. Lord, have mercy. Ooh. Stop it. You better stop that. Lord, oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, this is James Brown. I'm such a lover of people because people did so much for me. I'm a lover of all humanity, all mankind. And I feel that he has been successful, should look out for his fellow man, his brother. I feel that's my role, that's my job. I know when I was a kid, I was gonna be a preacher. Hey, maybe I am, but to me, I feel like I'm a teacher somewhat, because I've been able to experience things that most poor, a lot of people have never been able to, even the rich. So I'll start by preaching right here, because I want to preach to you one more time about heroin. I talked once before, now I want to preach. I want to start by saying, I heard heroin talking one more time and said, from where I came, nobody knows. I come from a land where the poppy seed grows. A whole nation gathered to plot my destruction, because I'm a breed of crime and wholesale corruption. You say I'm pure and then I'm deludable, and once I'm in your blood, I'll make it but suitable. And I heard an old lady say, sing it on, son. She said, sing it on, son. She said, I lost my son. He's gone on away, son. Sing it on so you might save a life. I said, madam, so look at here. I say, on a record, and make all men that dare to use it will wallow in sin, driven then to commit a world of crime, captive their will and destroy their mind, to chase the wise and destroy the meek, misuse the fools and made the strong men weak. I know. Wait a minute. Look at here. They took gold from the rich and made them poor. Take a young foolish maiden and made her a whore. Look at that. And then I heard, by that time I heard a man over in the corner. He was sitting down with his head hanging low. I noticed him when I first walked in. And he was addicted to drugs. So he said, I feel it. So brother, I want to get up and testify. So everybody started screaming and hollering and crying. I saw little tears coming from my eye, because I know I felt it. And this brother got up and said, let me have it. So I want to tell you everything. Talk to a man that knows. He said, some will sell me and some will buy for a state of friction and they cost high. But regardless of the position, reason of use, you control my addiction, I give nothing but abuse. He said, let me tell you about heroin. With a full course of torment, for its pleasure than pain, it'll take all your money and poison your brain. Lord, I start to sing. The place starts to kind of rocking a little bit. I heard somebody pat their foot and said, sing on, brother. I start to humming a little bit in the background.